did. And she did it. It's for Fabulous. City Girls.
Bad. Be as bad as you can be.
Wow. You hear Diddy?
My act bad.
Diddy going on.
That yeah, billionaire talk.
Saving your no, be ready to get to that point.
And shout to Fabulous, always coming with a dope feature.
Bad, I swear.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta love it, man. Follow the radio uncut.
DJ Super DJ Bridge.
What's up, world? We're here for 2 hours. 2 hours strong, hard body karate.
What?
Rez, how you feeling, man?
Feeling great, man. You know.
Did you get your water intake today?
1 gallon, baby. I did it.
Oh, you did the 1G?
I did the 1G.
Okay.
You know.
I did too.
Okay. Well, you know the urine is clear. We moving.
The skin is shining.
Indeed.
The beard is full.
You already know.
Drink your water, ladies and gentlemen. Stay hydrated, y'all.
Shout out to my stylist, Nefertiti. She got me right. You see my locks.
Let them know where they can find you at.
At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG and the Twitter. You know, I retired from that other thing.
Yeah, we ain't going to speak on it.
We ain't going to speak on it.
It's a wrap. It might come back sometime in the future, but it's a wrap right now.
The content is still up there.
Just plug your social media.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG and the Twitter.
At DJ SUPA on Twitter. At Super the DJ on that Instagram. Follow the crew at Violator All Star DJs, man. Let them know who we got in the studio with us today.
Oh, man. We got the beautiful, lovely, and talented Miss Marilyn Rivers in the building, Baltimore's finest.
Welcome, Marilyn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore.
What it is, Baltimore.
What part?
With the D. Y'all want to know.
I do. I love Baltimore City. We're going to find out. Yeah. I love Baltimore City, but what part?
She from one of the worst parts of Baltimore.
She, oh, she from Cherry Hill.
There you go. Bingo.
It was even that electoral project.
I wrote a project, man.
Like, I'm from Jersey, but I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He spent a few years in Baltimore.
I know.
I'm from the projects, man. I'm from Cherry Hill Projects.
That's all right, man.
I love it.
Cherry Hill got something to say.
Don't ever forget where you came from.
I don't ever forget where I came from. Mm-hmm. Little 3 big run with 8 kids.
There you go.
Because the rose will grow from concrete.
Mm-hmm.
If it's watered enough. Yeah, yo,
we snapping, man.
Look, Baltimore City, we got one of your own here. Plug your social media so they can lock in with you early.
Okay, so you guys can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I don't handle Twitter. I need to get with that. But Marilyn Rivers is Marilyn spelled like the state, Marilyn Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is.
She's here, y'all. We gonna get all in her what, Reds?
That busyness.
All in that biznaie.
Yeah.
We got music to play. She got a story to tell. And ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Rivers is here. Shout out to Glorilla with that liquor something.
Oh, Big Glow.
With that liquor song.
Hey, Big Glow, we knew about you before the teeth, baby. We was rocking with you. Don't forget.
Violet Radio Uncut.
Smoking on this pack. You know this fact.
Shout out to the Ball Friday.
Very nice.
Featuring Chris Brown.
Stay. Shout out to Friday. They did it up big for the week, picnic weekend.
It's called Don't Give It Away.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Def Jam.
You know Chris Brown, the Chico. You know that.
Chris Brown is the Chico. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Throw him on that hook, that record going to do numbers.
Ooh.
Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reds.
At DJ SUP on that Twitter. Super the DJ on that Instagram, Reds.
At DJ REDDZIGN, the Twitter. Cherry Hill in the building.
Yeah, Cherry Hill. Sorry, no.
Cherry Hill.
Stop playing with us like
Cherry
that.
Cherry Hill.
Oh, we don't play with Cherry Hill. We don't want no trouble with Cherry Hill. 2-piece signs high in the air with Cherry Hill. Rest in peace on Virginia.
Hill.
I see.
Killer Hill. So let's get a quick little rundown of your humble beginnings in this thing. Where does your music career start?
Yes.
It started in the kitchen when my mom used to do my hair and sing.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
Bling blow.
Yeah, like with the straightening comb.
I was about to say
shit.
With the straightening comb.
Yeah, you
burning
know.
The tip of your ear.
My mom used to use Crisco, what's called Crisco grease.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
You know
yeah, Crisco.
The oil.
After you got the, burnt?
Before. And after.
Wow.
That's it.
Crisco?
Yeah, you remember the Crisco oil that she used to fry chicken with?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
So what would she do with this Crisco oil?
She used to straighten comb my hair.
Wow.
Like, no, like, literally.
Wow. Cherry Hill is here.
Killer Hill. Oh, killer, killer Hill.
How does that work?
No, like, I remember it used to be like white, right?
Mm-hmm. So what you was in the kitchen.
My mother want to kill me that I just told y'all that.
And you was
shout
singing?
Out, shout out
you
to
was just
mama.
In the kitchen with your mom Duke singing?
No, my mom really know how to sing, like Patti LaBelle, Earth, Wind & Fire. Like,
I mean, your mother know how to cook.
She can blow. No, she can't cook.
Really?
No, she can't.
Oh, okay. And how old are you around this time, you saying?
I was probably about, like, six.
Okay.
I was, like, six.
And who was you listening to?
Man, what's the song like? I need me a roundaway, girl, yeah. Roundaway.
Oh, LL Cool J?
Yeah.
I was listening to that. That's when my mama said she first noticed I knew how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Silk.
Okay, hey. Freak Me Baby. Oh, yeah.
I want to lick you up and down.
She closed
why was
eyes.
I singing it?
It was entirely
I was a real Cherry Hill baby.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get more of your story on the other side.
Right.
Plug your social real quick.
My social is Maryland Rivers. It's Maryland spelled out like the state. M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D Rivers.
There it is. She's here, man. More with her on the other side. Yo, shout out to Kodak Black.
Oh, nice.
It's that Down With You.
Okay.
Off that new project out right now, man. Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Free is running track.
I've been feeling like.
Let him live. Wait, one more time.
Let it ride out. Shout out to the baby.
Shout out to Maryland Rivers. She's shaking on the chair right now. We live.
The baby record got Marilyn Rivers shaking in the studio right now.
The baby record got everybody. They forgot about everything.
Hey, he's back in the forefront, right? All it takes is a hot record.
Now his baby it mama
is,
tripping.
Oh, shout out to the baby. Just that shake something. Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reads.
Shout out to all the baby mamas out there.
Of course, y'all here, Baltimore Zone. Marilyn Rivers is here. So you started off in the kitchen as a young John, singing with your mama,
with my mama. The hot comb and the Crisco,
listening to Silk,
Patti
LaBelle, LL Cool J,
and Patti LaBelle, and Earth, Wind & Fire. Oh, that range is crazy.
So where do you start singing seriously? When does it become serious?
When I had got signed.
Nice.
So I really started singing when I was about like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crazy over like BET. Mm-hmm. I used to watch it like every day I came home from school. I don't even think I was doing my homework like that. But I was watching it so much that I just got so glued to it. I was like, dang, I gotta be on it, like 106 in Park.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had like this big audition that they had in New York, and I had auditioned for American Idol first. I didn't get picked. But I auditioned for that and I got signed to Def Jam.
Nice.
And
nice.
Once that was it for me. I was like, damn, make it. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when I really, really got serious about it. Like, that was it for me.
So okay. when did your name come into play? Like, where did the name come from?
So my daughter father, when my daughter was 1 year old, my daughter father got killed.
Oh, rest in peace.
And yeah, so I was like, he kept telling me, like, before he passed, he kept saying, like, man, you gotta get serious. You gotta get back serious about your music, man. You talented. And at the time, I was going by my real name. Then I was like, man, I need to reinvent myself. So I just need to just, like, feel, like, you know, something new.
Something fresh.
Something fresh. So I was like, all right, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I couldn't call myself Baltimore. Remember Charlie Baltimore?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't
who's
think of shit.
Who's from Philly, right? Crazy funny. Right?
From Philly.
So I'm like, all right, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. So I took Maryland. And then I was like, I've been through so much around that time. So I was like, all right, like, hills go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers go up and down. Mountains. I was like, I said it in the mirror, like, welcome to the stage, Maryland Rivers. I know it's clowned out, but.
No. Close.
So I said it, and it sounded good, so I stuck with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I asked, because I think it's a really dope name.
Thank you.
You're repping for your state.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And not just Baltimore, but all the cities in Maryland.
Yeah.
So I got your record queued up. We're going to play it on the other side. So everybody got to stick around for that. Just plug your social media again.
All right. My social media is Maryland Rivers. Maryland spelled like the state and Rivers.
And shout out to another Baltimore friend to the show.
Mm.
It's that girl T Savage with that work, Reds.
Okay
T right. Savage.
Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ is run that track.
Ho.
Chrissy and Booney.
Yeah.
Me and my D-Train, what up, man?
What up, D-Train?
Follow the radio uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
And of course, if you're just tuning in right now, man, we got Baltimore's own repping that Cherry Hill, Killer Hill, Killer Hill. Mm-hmm. And, we got Baltimore's own Maryland Rivers in the studio right now. Real quick, before we get to this record I got from you queued up, how did you like it over there at Def Jam?
I was about to ask about that also.
Well, it was so long ago, I'm not going to lie. I think that when I walked through the door, I was just like excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember like all the plaques on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and like the office and like the people were sitting around like answering telephones and stuff. That was so many years ago, though.
That's cool, though.
Yeah,
we got good friends over there.
Oh, y'all did? Mm-hmm. Tell them to sign me, man.
Well, resign you? Okay.
Resign me, man.
Hey, EP, you here. Stop playing, man.
So, now, you got this crazy record out, Day Party. Let's talk about that. Who's featured on it? Who did the beat?
So, it's my baby, Precious Amor. Look her up, y'all. She's the dope up-and-coming rapper out of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I love her. Day Party is just about girls. It's just like, we ain't worried about them
Them brothers. Them brothers.
Them cats.
We ain't worried about them.
She cooled herself.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we about getting some money, looking good, getting to the bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We paying our own bills. We doing what we want to do.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, man. That Cherry Hill coming out.
Dude.
It is, dummy.
More short. Yeah. Look, I got the record queued up. Let everybody know everything. Like, of course, your social media, but like any websites, merch, whatever, YouTube channel, all that. All
right, so my YouTube channel is Maryland Rivers. My TikTok, I'm the queen of TikTok. Follow me on TikTok, Maryland Rivers. Instagram, Maryland Rivers. I ain't got no merch yet, but mm-hmm. we're going to speak that into existence. It will be coming soon.
We're going to get the Maryland
Rivers. We're going to manifest that.
It's coming.
But yeah, y'all, I want y'all to check out my new song. It's called Day Party.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah, we about that now.
Yeah.
Here it is, man. Day Party featuring Precious Amor. It's the girl, Maryland Rivers. Don't forget, if you want more uncut, raw content, hit up the podcast, violetoradio.com, all right? Fusion out next.
I just want to vibe with some liquor. Feeling good inside, got me lit up, yeah, yeah. A lot of love with a broke bro. Looking good enough to take your new feeling. And I'm a stay one, drop top, hanging with my day one, yeah, yeah. I was stressed out, now I'm thick. Cussing a cup, got me lit. Tell a girl to come and get a boyfriend. He just left a comment in a pic. Damn, my DM is on fire. Just in time for the summer, yeah. Brand new, don't shoot it. Just in time for a lip pic. I just wanna slide with my take away some time with these. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna vibe with some liquor. Feeling good inside, got me lit up, yeah, yeah. Fell out of love with a broke bro. Looking good enough to take your new. And I'm a stay one, drop top, hanging with my day ones, yeah.
I just bought up at the bar, I'm feeling naughty. I ain't checking on my phone, up with a bar. Tell him send another round, oh, that didn't got me started. I ain't think about that, let me call her, which we call it. I'm a city girl, I'm ballin', them on it. They don't tell her how we coming, yellow bottom, oh, we dumbin'. Lovin' no going for nothing, ain't doing no coughing. Always up, I'm catching numbers, full of dropout in the summer. Lost a baddie with a bummer, when you see me, I'm a stunner. I'm the baddest in the party, be a lucky the winner. I had your favorite, come and eat me up for dinner. You know he like I'm a lit when I pull up and I dip on him.
I just wanna slide with my take away some time with these. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna vibe with some liquor. Feeling good inside, got me lit up. Yeah, yeah. Fell out of love with a broke bro. Looking good enough to take your new feeling. Then I'ma stay one, drop top, hanging with my day one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we doing that raw shit now.
Man, it was in my ass.
What's talking to Mike? The mic is hot.
It was like, man, she's a fucking cheater.
What was they in your ass about?
She's for the fucking streets.
She's for the fucking streets.
You ain't never getting married. Who's going to marry that fucking slut?
See how people judge? See how they throw stones? And half of them probably done cheated and been, got gang banged.
Or they probably cheated. A girl probably cheated with them and had a nigga. And they wasn't saying she was for the streets. They probably was loving her.
Well, let's be clear real quick. Y'all hear the whole tone done changed. This is the extra bonus raw and uncut content.
Motherfucker.
Of Violator Radio Uncut. Shout out to everybody that rocks out with us on the radio.
Yes.
But, of course, we do have Baltimore's own Marilyn Rivers here with us today.
She is.
And she's talking that shit right now.
The ghetto girl.
Yeah.
And apparently she was on another podcast talking her shit.
Yeah.
And social media was tearing her ass up.
Yeah. But she, listen, I'm going to tell you the one thing I respect about what you said on that podcast when you was talking about the two men and the one woman. And the young lady was like, or one of them was like, oh, you mean a threesome? You was like, no, it's a train.
It's a bank.
It's a bank. It's a train.
Good God.
So.
Good God.
I think a lot of people get confused on that, though. Yeah, I think they tough. I think they think because it's three people that it's a threesome. Mm-hmm. But it's not. Like, if two men are having sex with a woman, it's a bank.
It's a bank.
If two women having sex with a man is a threesome.
So let's clear this up. Why? Is that a society thing that make us look at it like that, or?
Just for the record, y'all see how we could never have talked about this shit on the radio.
At all.
That's why it's on the podcast.
I mean, now listen, man. What you call a train?
Two niggas.
Two niggas and a young lady.
Or more, right?
So
yeah, that's a gangbang. When you add more to me.
So why don't we call it a
you
train?
You just hear what you just now said?
That's a gangbang.
Bang, guys.
So why don't we call
she's
it
getting
a
bang
or a train when two women indulging in one man?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I've never indulged in those things. I just watch them on porn, so...
Why does that type of porn excite you? You know,
what's your go-to site?
You go to Pornhub, xnxx.com.
Xvideos. All in that ass. .net.
Hold on, they got this one. Org. They got this one.
I didn't even know that it was more. I only know about Pornhub.
See, Pornhub, that's how Pornhub, that's how you get them viruses. You click on that right one.
It always tell me that it says something. I'm getting the virus on my phone.
See? Look at you. But you go XNXX, you're free.
Listen, but by the time it tell me I'm getting a virus, I already feel dirty. You know you want to delete it because you feel dirty about what you just did.
So it sounds like you're an avid porn watcher.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me clear something up. Yeah, so I have been these last past year, I have been. I was pregnant, and I wasn't with the dad, so I had to do what I had to do.
Gotcha.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, me and Pornhub became very close.
So when did you and that actual type of porn become close? Because that shit's crazy, but hey.
What were you typing in? Shit, for that. That's she was nuts.
She was typing in. Bang, bang,
bang anywhere, no. Gang.
Train. I wonder I wonder what would have happened if you type train in the search. Like, train?
Kitty
Let
cat.
Me try it. I'm going to try
cat,
it.
Bukkake anime.
Hold on, wait a minute. I think that it has categories on there.
Yeah.
And you can see the picture. I mean, well, just not even just the picture. It says it. I think it's a gangbang or something like that,
let me see.
But that's not the only one I watch.
Oh,
guys.
Train, like, come on. They got Japanese train, running the train.
I don't even
personal
know
trainer.
How we got here is beyond me.
Anal train, ebony train. We lit.
Yo.
Hot train. Oh.
You know what? Listen, I will say this. To every woman out there, I know that every woman do not watch Two Men and a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to try it just one time. Because it's going to get you from 0 to 1,000 in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, so that's what I want to know. Like, what about it stimulates you? Is the fact that these two men are conquering this woman? They just having a way with her? Like, what is it about it that mentally takes you there? Like?
Because it's something that you don't... All right, so I'm not going to go on porn and watch what I normally do, which is missionary.
Facts.
From the back. Man, what I want
the regular shit.
You want to look at something that may make you fantasize or may trigger your thoughts, your thought process, and be like, "Oh my God, what is Jesus? Oh wow, my, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you do the dirtiest things when you're by yourself. I don't care what nobody
says. We're not judging. It's judgment free. I'm a cream pie guy. When I go in there, I type in cream pie. I don't know what it is. I just love cream pie. I just
shout out to them oatmeal cream pies.
See, that's what I'm saying, right? So it's just like, you know, like you look at it and it's just like, it's not what you... You, I honestly feel like, me personally, I feel like I want to watch something to get me that I know that I wouldn't do in real life.
Gotcha.
But I want to be dirty by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I might even be dirty by my man if he down to watch it.
Mm-hmm. So would you be down for that with your man?
No.
If he really wanted. I'm talking about, he love you. He done got on one knee. He done put the ring up. Y'all in Sasua somewhere, no, or no, DR, or y'all
Bora,
maybe
Bora,
or Maldives.
I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, I would not do that with another man.
Mm.
I love to watch it. I ain't even going to front. I love watching it. But,
oh, yeah.
But if I did, it sound crazy, but I would just let my man, like, just have, like, a big, like, dildo or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then him and the dildo could just do what they do.
Pound town.
Pound town.
And my booty hole brown.
That's right. So like out the country.
My booty hole,
like,
brown.
You far away. I'm talking about you on the other side of the world. Nobody speaks the language. You don't know nobody over there.
Let me tell y'all something. I promise you that I would be a bitch. Oh, I can curse, right?
You can curse.
Man, I would be a bitch. I would be like, fuck no, I ain't doing this shit. I would run out.
Okay, well, you know, we got our answer.
But
I tried.
I want to watch it, though. Yeah. I ain't even going to lie to you. You know what I always wanted to do? What? I always wanted to go to a swingers club so I can watch that shit.
Won't you go to one?
You don't go to that to watch.
Shit, I want to watch.
You're supposed to be a participant. That's like the...
I think I want to watch.
Like,
I just want to see.
That's like the premise of them allowing you in there.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I always wanted to watch. I just wanted to be seeing what they be doing.
Well, because the way it was explained to me from somebody who I know who went to one, they're like, if you just not doing nothing and sitting around,
they're going
to
put you out.
They're going to look at you crazy. Like, what are you here for then?
I just want to watch.
Yeah, but like, who you the feds? Who are you? Like, they like, you got, if you're not doing the do, what are you doing
here?
If you
go with your guy.
All right, well, let me just make up my mind. I want to watch first and then I'll come back.
If you go there with your guy and then y'all doing sexual like things but not all the way going there, then you can still people watch. Why you know, it's kind of like cheating.
It is kind of cheating.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I like your style, Marilyn Rivers. We
porn
fucking lit.
101 with Marilyn Rivers.
Porn
101. Gotta love it, y'all.
You got
to plug your social media, Marilyn.
My social media is Marilyn, spelled out like the state, Rivers. Mm. With an S on it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, y'all, I wish I had some liquor in this motherfucker right now.
Yeah, and
you're doing a good job, though. You seem loose and, you know, chilling.
No, no, like, this is really, like, my personality. I just wanted some liquor because I'm kid-free.
Oh,
nice.
All right.
Nice. I know how that...
So let's shift gears real quick. What's the ideal date with Marilyn Rivers?
Yeah,
like, what's an ideal date for you?
That's a good one, Super.
I like that. An ideal date with me... Honestly, I just be wanting to have fun. Like, I be wanting to do some weird shit.
Yeah.
I probably want to go to the gun range.
The gun range? You know, they got that...
I probably want to shoot up some shit.
You know, you ever been to that spot where you can go in there and just bust shit up?
Yeah, I want... You know what? I always wanted to do that. You talking about where they, like, they be, like, taking the hammers and stuff and
mm-hmm.
smashing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I would do that.
It looks like it's mad, like... mad fulfilling to like get that stress out.
Absolutely.
Especially
it is.
If niggas is fucking pissing you off, mm-hmm. and whoever getting on your nerve, you just trash the place,
mm-hmm.
and you ain't gonna get in trouble or nothing.
Yeah.
That's
kinda
crazy.
I really trashed the place before with a sledgehammer. Yo, that shit felt good.
It did.
It felt wonderful, marvelous. It's when my mother passed away, and we started redoing the house, and then it was like they hit me like, Reds, come over here and just fuck this shit up and get your boys over here, get this shit out. So I was just in there by myself, busting up couches, fucking up walls. It was real good.
Oh, you was like my DF, a mad black woman. You was just messing up everything.
I was. It was real good. Rest in peace, Mama Reds.
Yeah,
yes,
rest in peace, Mama Reds.
So what else? Gun range.
We going to gun range. We got to get something good to eat.
Axe tossing. You want to toss the axe?
No, I would do that. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not really big on, like, sitting across from a table, eating, trying to get to know. I can't. It's just so fucking boring to me. I mean, I don't know how much you want me to ask you across the table with a plate of food in my mouth. You've
clearly done that before. Yeah, been there, done like, that.
It's just like, that's cool, but.
So you don't like to eat?
I love to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going
to
talk to you.
But we can eat.
See how she fucked that food up before,
yeah, like,
before
that's
the show.
She fucked that up.
Yeah, you like, that's the type of date. So I like we can go, like, run and get something to eat and fuck it up in the car together and drink out the bottle or something. Like, nice. I'm fun. Mm-hmm. I like to have a good time.
Cherry Hill at its finest.
Yes, I am.
Cherry Hill at its finest.
You know what, though? You know what was my favorite date? I went jet skiing.
That sounds dope. I want to try that, too.
And I can't swim.
Oh, see?
Whoa, whoa. And,
you living on the wild side. Okay.
Did you have a vest?
Could the person you with swim?
The person I was with could swim.
All right.
And I had, I think that was like the best day I've ever been on in my life.
What,
it was
what
so
made
fun.
It, what made it so fun? Just the rush of being on
jet
skis?
The rush.
Did you fall in the water?
I did.
Did you have a vest?
And he really jumped in there.
Did you have a vest on?
I did. I had on a vest.
Okay.
I did. But I was fighting the water. You should have seen me. I wasn't even, but I didn't even go under. And I was like fighting. I couldn't even see for a long time.
Wow.
See, that's why you got to take swimming lessons, because that was panic kicking in.
It definitely was panic kicking in.
When you have swimming lessons, you calm, you chill, because you know what to do.
You know what? I took my daughter to, what is it called? Sesame's Place.
Sesame Place?
Yeah.
Up here in PA?
Yeah.
Word.
And you know, like, they got these little tunnel things you go through, and the water, like, come over and hit you.
Yeah,
like, man, I fell out the thing, was screaming and everything. And the kids was looking at me.
They looking at you like you was crazy.
Because I thought I was drowning.
Somebody get this lady.
And I don't know how to swim, but my daughter know how to swim.
So she plays the shit, though. Sesame plays
my daughter had to save me. I looked crazy.
That's all good, though. It's okay.
I love water.
Shout out to your daughter.
Shout out to her.
All right. So, yeah, you like to do different shit.
I do.
Out the norm. Out the
rush. Anything that give me a rush, I like to have fun.
Would you go skydiving?
I definitely would. I've already done it.
Bungee jump?
Yeah, I bungee jump, skydive.
Good God.
I love all
I
that
never
stuff.
Skydive, but that's on my bucket list. What did that feel just, like?
My girl just went skydiving.
It's amazing. It's
a
rush.
She showed me the video the other day because they recorded the whole thing, and I'm just like.
I feel like your jaw's about to fall off, though.
Oh, word. We're going to do it, man. We're going to hold hands, and we're going to jump out the airplane.
Absolutely not.
You scared of heights?
No.
You scared of heights?
Yeah.
See? He going to have the most fun just because he's scared.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Because when he get off, when he finally land, he gonna
hold
be
on,
like,
"Hold on, pause. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I am not a pussy."
Yes, you are.
And nobody said I was scared.
You just said you were scared.
I meant to say I'm a little uneasy up high.
All right, well, fuck it. Really.
Rewind. I'm a little uneasy up high.
Okay.
I'm a little uneasy.
All right,
up
that's
skydiving is out the question.
That's a good resume way to put
you
it.
Definitely
it's enough. Enough extreme rush out here being a black man,
but
I'm gonna
be
pulled over in these streets.
That's going to be something that you're going to talk about forever.
But I'm going to be with you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Just hold your hand.
Besties.
My nigga, that's what's up.
I ain't going to lie. Like, bungee jumping. If y'all do bungee jumping.
Oh, hell no. Y'all.
You just got to back up.
That's what my girl wants to do next. She wants to do couples bungee jumping. She sent me a video just like yesterday of these two couples, of a couple. The woman climbed up on her man, straddled him, and they were strapped together. Mm. And they jumped off the bridge together. She's like, "You want to do this, babe?" I'm like, "Absolutely not."
What if she say, "Look, if you don't do this with me,
but
it's over."
Huh?
What if she say, "It's over"?
She would never do that.
I know that's
you heard me, though.
Yeah, but she would never do
we
that.
We talking about what if, though.
No.
Now, we know in real life, she would never do that. But what if in Ridge world, she did that?
Hey, well, I'm single, ready to mingle.
You
like,
ready to mingle?
Like a bag of Pringles.
He don't mean that to his girlfriend. I don't know your name. He don't mean it.
Yeah, but she wouldn't do that. So, in Red's world, doesn't matter in real life. So then there's that.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck you too, nigga.
Well, fuck you.
You really want to go skydiving and go bungee jumping?
Yeah, nigga.
Man, that shit gonna change your life.
Together. I don't even do certain roller coasters, like. I don't even, if it's too crazy, I'll do something.
Y'all need to hire somebody to take the picture of y'all when y'all get, like, real, just to see y'all face, like, to take the pictures.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just so you can really see.
Oh, I be on wild shit like this. I be just like this.
You gonna piss on yourself.
I be just like this. On roller coaster, any picture I ever took on a roller coaster, I be having a straight face when we going down.
Not me.
So
like,
you didn't got
like
the Superman.
Yeah, I be straight face.
Like this.
Yeah.
Like. While everybody screaming in back of you, yep. I would love to see that picture.
Too cool be like, for school. Too cool for school.
I'd be like, the worst thing that's going to happen is we going to die. What oh the fuck? God. This bitch going to flip over and we going to fall out.
No, it was.
It was one time I panicked like shit. I was on a roller coaster with my youngest daughter. It was at Sesame Place.
One of the Sesame. Nah, the Sesame. I've been on. I all thought the they Sesame was
little. But she this one she was littler than she is now. Rowan, you know, she my little one, and we was on a roller coaster. But you really don't. It was one of It was one of those roller coasters where you don't like strap in like this. It's just something over you right here. And we hit a curve, and she started sliding. And I was like, yo, like, she really could fall out. Like, and I'm glad I caught it. I wasn't caught up in the roller coaster. I was looking at her, and I was able to grab her, like, and just, I, like, grabbed her up under here and just held her with me. That, yo, that whole roller coaster ride, I was like, yo, when that shit was over, I'm like, get us the fuck off here. Yeah. She was on there like, daddy, help. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Yo, but if I wasn't there, and she wasn't really holding on to that shit, she'd have slid right out the, because it was like the, you know, the openings on the side. She'd have slid right out that motherfucker.
Sesame Street's, man.
And she was tall enough to get on?
She was tall enough to get on.
Wow.
Sesame Street, they would have took it to the streets.
They ain't strap her in good enough.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
But yeah, I pass on all that extreme shit. I'm good.
Okay.
I'll watch.
Make sure you get him there.
I'm gonna be waiting at the bottom for you. When you put the parachute out and land, I'll be waiting for you at the bottom.
Same way when you get off them water rides. Woo! Water! I'll be at the bottom. Was it good?
You don't like the water rides?
I don't fuck with water rides. I can't swim.
I love water slides. I love water rides. That's what I do like.
You know why I don't even want to learn how to swim?
Nah, don't say that.
I don't feel like it. It's too much.
Nah, don't say that.
I got my daughters in swimming lessons right now, and I just sit on the side and watch them.
Yeah, see?
It's not hard for number one. And two, it's just good to know.
Yeah, it's a good skill. Yeah.
Why not swim underwater? Is that on top?
Well, then that's half the battle.
How is it, you know? You ever been scuba diving?
No.
Well, how put did that on the list.
Yeah, how you learn how to swim underwater? How did that happen?
See, I got seven brothers, and my brothers used to, like, push me in the water a lot.
I'm about to say, they probably pushed you in the water, dunked you under that motherfucker. Like, hold your breath. Let me see how long. I bet not see no bubbles come up this motherfucker.
No, you know what my brother did one time that scared the living shit out of me? He put me inside of a, you know, the box that the Christmas tree come in?
Oh.
That nigga put me in the box and taped the motherfucking box up.
That sound like some shit out
loud. And rolled me down the steps.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have done.
They used to torture me, man.
Oh, no.
And you talking about, like, panic, anxiety. I was screaming. I couldn't get out. And all I just heard was, like, my father was whipping somebody's ass. And I ain't.
But
I
you were still taped up.
I was still taped up. And all I could hear somebody's ass. I can all I can. You know how, like, you get the beating with the, didn't I? Like,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, that's when it's real. Every word, you getting that ass beat.
That's
one of them beats you come out of that like.
That's funny.
You can't talk and shit. You're like, I'm so sorry, man. I'm sorry. I never do it again. Yeah, I hate them beatings.
Yeah, I got one of them beatings one time.
So did you grow up as a tomboy? Was you tomboy?
I was. I was a tomboy. I had got my first boyfriend. I remember I was like in 10th grade. No, I was like 9th grade. And I used to wear cornrows in my head a lot. And I wore, like, button-up shirts and big baggy jeans.
Oh, shit.
Because you was the class of, like, 96, right? What, 97?
Well, hell no.
Hell no, nigga. Fuck nine wrong
eight.
With you.
9-8, 9-8.
Check that nigga.
9-8.
You trying to play with me?
9-8,
you trying to come for me? That's he coming for me right now, y'all.
That's around mine. That's around my time, my ass. you back in my day now. You back in my day.
Nah, I know she a 2000-something. I'm a 2000 something.
But you're a 2000 and what?
Two.
Oh, you old.
You are.
Whoa.
So which
is distinguished.
So what refined. You like? You like?
That was 2008.
Oh, shit. 2008. God
hey,
damn.
Y'all, stop coming for me like that.
Damn, you a baby.
I'm not a grown really. Ass woman.
Baby butt.
I'm a grown
ass
woman.
Baby butt. 2008, God damn.
How
I
you
was,
know if I ain't fail?
Huh?
You
ain't fail.
I definitely did.
Not with your father.
What grade?
Not with the father you just explained.
I My father. Oh, he was crazy. But
what grade you fail?
I did fail for real. I failed the second grade.
For real? Oh, well,
that don't even count.
Man, that should count.
It should.
Damn.
I failed the second grade. I had to see Miss William 2 years in a row. I'll never forget her.
All right, so you failed. Go ahead. My bad.
Easy math, ABCs, coloring, and arts and crafts?
No. You know why I think I really failed?
Or did you just not go?
I think I really failed because I remember she told my mother come to the school. She told my mother I talked too much.
Okay.
And I think that was like hindering me from being able to like focus on my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that a lot of kids, like, they just like want to play and stuff. I think I was like one of them kids. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do the work.
Yeah. So at what point in your school career did you failing made you look at, once you matured more, made you look at your classmates, because you, clearly you're older than them. Like, yo, this some bullshit. I'm in here with these little ass kids. What grade was that?
But you was like, be like middle or so or high school.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It was like my seventh grade year because all my friends was in the eighth.
Yeah.
and you're in the same building and shit.
And they was like, yeah, we about to go to high school. And I was only going to the eighth and they was about to go
right,
to the ninth.
Right.
And I was looking like,
but you probably had all the eighth graders trying to holler at you.
I didn't
boys.
Like. I remember it was this boy named Juan Stuckey. I never forget him. Oh, that's why I just now right said his there. Whole name.
Juan Stuckey.
That's his real name.
That's his real name.
Yeah, Juan. Mr. What up, Juan?
Mr. Stuckey.
Juan ain't shit, man. Fuck
you, Juan.
He told me say he was like, they was like, yeah, Shara like you. She think you cute. He like, ew, she ugly. Get all away from me. He like, ew, you ugly, and you dirty. Ew, what? I don't like you.
What?
But no, you know what's funny?
Juan? Why did Juan do
Juan
that?
Juan played with me. But no, like in middle school, I just was a tomboy. I dressed like the boys. My hair was braided up. Mm-hmm. You know? But when I turned like 21,
mm-hmm.
and I got that glow, and my nigga put that bag behind me,
yeah,
and I was looking good.
You saw
I walked
Juan.
In the store. I saw Juan.
Yeah, what type of time was Juan on?
Man, Juan was on me bad. He wanted my body, boy. He was like,
"Can't have it, little bitch."
He was like,
"You little bitch."
So where his bitch ass was at in life at that time?
So I was living in Cherry Hill then, but when I seen him when I was like 21, he was on Park Heights.
Oh hey, man, I might know Juan. Yeah. I might know Juan.
I was like, man.
Hold on, we got to chill. Juan might not be a bitch ass nigga. Hold tight. Hey, Juan, what's up, baby?
Juan.
And he was like, you ain't going to let me take you out. I was like, you don't remember me? He like, I don't know you.
Ooh. Oh, shit. That's and even crazier.
And I was like, it's me. He like, who? I'm like, Shara. He like, from where?
Right.
I'm like, Cherry Hill. I used to live across the street from you on Slater Road. He like, that's you. I'm like, yeah. He like, man, I was young, man. I was dumb. I ain't even know what I was talking about.
He ain't no shit.
Yeah, the glow up was real.
What did Mike Jones say?
Fuck you, Juan. They didn't want me.
Now I'm hot.
But what type of time was Juan on when you turned 21? Was he damn homie in school? You was the man, homie? What the fuck happened to you? Or was he still had that them nigga-isms, like, I'm that nigga?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He was still an attractive guy.
But you just had to shut him down just because.
I did.
As you should.
Yeah.
High five for that. High five for the fucking shutdown.
He played with me.
Fuck you, Juan.
He's cute, though. He's always a little cute.
Shout out to you,
I don't know how you look now.
Cute ass.
You little bitch.
You little cute ass.
Juan stuck you alone, bitch.
Stop putting that man up.
All right, Juan. I did. I said Juan stuck you.
Let me stop. I don't want no problems, man.
No, we don't want no problems.
He from Cherry
we
Hill, like, we got to remember that.
He from Cherry Hill or Park Heights. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. My whole family are Park Heights. Hey, Juan, we fuck with you, baby. We don't want no trouble. Super ain't from there. He from Jersey. You stop that shit now.
Hey, Juan, I was just telling a story, man.
She was just telling a story.
Yeah, we was being extra.
That's
hype,
it, man. We don't want no trouble.
So,
please.
Look, this is the part of the show where we like to call tour guide.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Right,
so this is
I'm
when,
ready.
This is when we come to your city,
yeah.
And you are just that, our official tour guide. So this will be tour guide with Marilyn Rivers, the Baltimore City edition.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
So how we getting into the town, Rez?
We flying there, man. We gonna be obnoxious. We gonna take a flight from Philadelphia
to BWI. All right. So we landed in BWI. Is that good old Lithicum Heights?
Hell yeah.
It is. You know I love me some BWI airport, boy.
Lithicum Heights.
We landed BWI. First thing we want to do when we get to the town Reds is what?
We got to get something delicious to eat.
Maryland Rivers, we hungry. We want to eat. Where are you taking us to eat in Baltimore?
I'm going to make sure that I take y'all to get a chicken box.
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't heard that in a while.
With the salt, pepper, ketchup, hot sauce all over.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go to Monument Street.
Yeah, okay. East Baltimore. Yeah, we're
going to go up there to Monument Street. You got plenty of stores to pick from up there. You can pick from whatever, which one you want. Mm. But I will say this. For me personally, I ain't going to lie, number one kitchen was my spot.
Number one kitchen, that's where we going.
We going to number one kitchen.
All number right. one kitchen.
And you get a chicken box.
Yeah, we're going to get a chicken box and half and half.
Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, that's the lemonade mixed with the iced tea.
Yeah.
You're fucking right.
We're going to get the large with extra ice.
Yeah. We want extra ice? All right. Extra ice.
As much as I've been to Baltimore, I think I've only had a chicken box like once.
Oh, word.
What?
Once.
Did you get the wings fried hot?
And yeah. I think I shared it with my homeboy. Like, I didn't get ahead of a whole box to myself.
This is during your intern days.
After that.
Oh, what the fuck, Super?
But it was good. I had always heard about chicken box half-half. Chicken box half-half. It was good, though.
It was the best thing on the market.
What was it? A spot called Hip Hop or something.
Oh, No, man. You went to a franchise.
You got to go to the dirty spot, man.
You gotta go.
I don't know.
Yeah, Hip Hop, that's a old franchise spot. Like, they ain't cooking your shit with love in there. They do sprinkle that crack on there. That crack.
Oh, you go to the Northeast Market?
Yeah.
But we going to Monument Street.
Yeah, we want to Monument Street.
Numero uno, La Cocina.
There you go.
Number one kitchen.
Hola.
Yeah, number one kitchen. Si, we going to number one kitchen.
Si. And we getting chicken boxes. Si.
Yeah.
Can I get hot sauce on that motherfucker?
You definitely can. Get whatever you want.
You better get hot sauce.
That's what I'm saying. All
right. Hot sauce, ketchup,
and
salt, pepper.
And you said
pepper.
Fry hard.
Yeah.
Get that crispy.
Fry.
You mean extra crispy. All right, so we ate good. What we want to do next, right?
Fry my shit hard, mama. I got to talk to. Hey, mama, fry my shit hard. Yo, every spot,
yeah.
The person cooking is named Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
You can come in. Yeah, Mama, open up the door. Yeah. Open the door right now.
They don't be like, let me get a four-piece, champ.
No, not at all.
No, man. I don't know where you heard that.
That shit sound like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
So we ate good.
Yes.
What are we doing next, Rex?
We got to get tight, man. We got to get a shape up.
You see the beards?
Simple take.
We
want
to get
something.
The beards. Like, can you take us somewhere to get the sharp shape ups? The beards nice?
I'm going
to
take you somewhere where you can get a shape up, outfit, sneakers.
Oh, shit. One-stop shop.
In the same building?
Watch.
All in the same building.
A watch?
Some cologne. Some food.
Oh, sweet. Where you taking us?
It's got to be a plaza.
You might give out a little change outside before you get through the doors.
It's a strip mall, ain't it?
Is the watch is real?
We going to Mondawmin, baby.
Damn!
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Damn! Yo, she not lying. You can get all that shit done in Mondawmin.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Crazy.
I love Mondawmin, man.
Yo. We gonna make sure we get you tight. You gonna walk out of here, new man.
Yeah. Everything in one place.
Yeah. Even if your cell phone cracked up, we gonna get that fixed.
Yeah,
get you
did
a
not see that
new
right.
case.
Yeah. We gonna get some cookies. We gonna do all that shit.
And we gonna get your girl hair done, makeup done, you know what I'm saying? Hit the little makeup spot. Get our lashes done.
Yes.
We might could even do a little cocaine. I'm playing.
You on your own with that one, man.
I kid.
We just all
you definitely going to get some marijuana outside. Wait inside. It don't matter.
I kid.
Yo, say we might get some cocaine. Your ass is crazy. Hey, yo.
Shit. So you can find some perks in there, too. Find whatever.
Perk 30.
Just count the perk 10.
Oh, shit. Oh, good times.
So it's nice. Good times. All right, so we fresh. We got fucking
Montana, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, y'all.
So we got a fresh haircut.
Man, y'all got everything. I don't know what else y'all need.
Tour guide might end at Mount Dahmer right now because we want to go shopping and get some clothes, right?
Yes.
We ain't got to go nowhere.
We done got our haircuts. We done got some perks.
Wait a minute, don't y'all want to go to the strip club at the way?
Hold on. You're moving too fast.
So we do want to do some shopping.
Yeah.
Get some clothes. Where do you suggest?
What is that, Mount
Dahmer? Some fly gear, some high-end shit.
Yeah.
Let's do some high-end shit.
Yeah, he got his black card out.
The black card right now. The black card.
First of all.
No Limit Records.
Let's go.
I don't know how fly you. I don't know what designer, all this designer you think you're going to get in there.
Scratch Mon Diamond. We want to go somewhere high end.
Yeah.
High end.
Yeah. I want to see him in some Gucci. I want to put him
some Amiri, some Givenchy.
I fuck him up.
All that stupid shit.
I fuck him up.
Listen, it might not be the real one because I don't know where the fuck you going to get that from in Mon Dahmer.
No. We can go somewhere else. All right, we leaving Mon Dahmer.
Yeah, scratch Mon Dahmer.
You ain't getting that nowhere in Baltimore, man.
No? Well, take us outside the city then.
Why would we do that? We in Baltimore.
It's cool. We can take a little drive.
You don't need a Mary. You don't need Gucci, all of that to be flying Baltimore.
I agree with you. I fucking love her, yo. I agree with you 100%.
You know what? I'm taking you to 25th Street.
But just for the sake of the conversation, that's why I'm saying it. But in real life, that's how I feel in real life.
You really don't.
I fuck with her, Reds.
And guess what? We not going to Foreman Mills. Fuck you in Foreman Mills.
Eddie, it's pretty much we going to stay at Mon Dahmer is what you're saying.
Man, we gonna stay at Mon Dahmer. Yeah. Mon Dahmer gonna get you lit, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Let's go.
There it is.
I mean, if you want to get a second choice, I'm gonna take you to 25th Street.
What's going on down there?
I'm gonna put you in some off tour.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where's 25th Street at?
We was on 25th Street. Remember, man, we was outside St. Mary's eating Jamaican food, and then the zombie came up the alley.
Doing the thriller video.
All right, so we're going to put you in some off tour. Make sure that you get some of that, you know what I mean? Okay. Get the matching socks, hat.
Yeah, hold on, the whole rundown. Who's clothing brand is that? I know that nigga.
Dovell.
Dovell, that's right. Shout out to Dovell.
Yeah, shout out to Dovell.
Peace to Dovell.
Shout out to you, Dovell.
All right, so we ate good. We got the fresh cut. We could do some shopping.
We got our off tour.
We got off tour, right?
So all the Baltimore baddies gonna be on us.
Last but not least, we want Captain Night off.
We want to turn the fuck up.
I want to turn up.
What we doing?
So preferably with some big booties, bouncing.
So it depends. Like, would you want to go have fun or you want to just see some women shaking their ass? It depends
on
what you want.
We
want to
have fun while watching women shake their ass.
So we're going to hit up an H. Franks event.
Okay. All right. Shout out to H. Franks.
We're going to be at Euphoria. We're going to do it under the tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're going to turn up in there. You're going to see ass.
Yeah.
Drink.
Hookah.
Yeah. Motherfucking music.
Nine times out of ten. Ah, nigga, Big L is DJing.
Absolutely.
Super DJ Big L.
A fellow violated DJ.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we going to have a good time.
So I bought you in the city.
Yes.
Y'all got y'all chicken boxes.
Yes.
I got y'all fresh with the cuts, with the new cell phone cases.
Yeah.
With your fucking... What shoes y'all get?
Rez got his case bedazzled.
Yeah, I got the LV on the back of my shit.
Yeah.
You said what shoes? What shoes we got?
Y'all gotta have on the all whites, man.
Yeah,
we got on the, man.
For the night, by the end of the night, they all lumped up. We throwing
you
gonna
wear them one time, but you want we looking good for the night.
Yeah, in our off tour.
Yeah, got your off tour.
We got all the Baltimore baddies. They's on us, you know. And they like thick niggas. Sounds so like good.
I'm in season.
And after that, we about to hit them with H.
The reason for the season. I am the reason for the season.
Let's fucking go, Super.
And now we at H. Frank's event.
We at H. Frank's event.
And Euphoria under the tent.
And that concludes the Baltimore City edition of Tour Guide with Marilyn Rivers.
Oh, I'm so tired.
That was good.
Y'all had a good night. And then,
I enjoyed
wait,
it.
Wait, hold. Then after that, we got to hit up the casino at the Woods.
Horseshoe? We going down MLK?
Yeah.
Okay. We going to get some pizza.
Get some pizza?
Yeah. Yes. How you know?
I had some of the pizza, too. Oh, that pizza hit.
From Pizzetta.
I had that pizza tasted good at 3 in the morning.
the line be all the way to the outside the casino.
Once you get out pizza.
Pizza boxes all in that little waiting area late at night and shit.
And I'm going to go touch that roulette
table. And that's
table.
How you end off your night.
100 on 26. Watch it come out. Bing. We out.
Horseshoe it is.
You motherfucking
Maryland man. Live is for the bougie niggas.
Yeah, we don't want
to. Or them DC, the DC niggas and the DMV.
It's too scared to come up the parkway. That way. They don't want to come up the parkway too far.
Yeah, they know. They know they're going to stick out like a sore thumb. That's how you get robbed.
Oh, man. Well, that concludes the Baltimore City edition of Tour Guide with Marilyn Rivers. I enjoyed the conversation today.
Me too, man. This shit was lit, good. Man.
Can you? Good. I want you to plug everything you got going on in the world right now to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so right now I got my album about to come out.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so you guys be on the lookout for me. I got my album. I got my first EP dropping. Hopefully I have my album drop afterwards. But I got some good news.
Okay.
Let them know. Let me cut the beat off. Hold on. Let me cut the beat. What's the good news?
I just got a distribution deal through Tidal.
Oh, hey, shout out to the good folks at Tidal. And I'm a subscription member of Tidal too.
So my music will be getting streamed through there.
Nice.
And, so just be on the lookout for my new EP. It's called Love Me Out Loud. Cause a nigga did me wrong, but it's cool.
Man, fuck
and,
that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, and then, you know, after that, hopefully bigger and better things will be coming my way. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple more things I just can't speak on right now, but but yeah. So just make sure you guys check me out, Merlin Rivers, on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
And you got the single day party out.
Yeah, man.
With Precious Amore.
I just want to slide with my bitches. Sick of wasting time with these niggas.
On the streaming platforms?
Yeah, so you guys can check that out this Friday. It will be available on all streaming platforms.
Very nice.
There it is. That about does it for me. Reza, any last words you want to kick?
And God bless you.
And shout out to my nigga for driving up here with me, y'all.
Shout out to my nigga.
My nigga.
I can't say his name, but I got my nigga up here.
My nigga.
Yeah, we just gonna keep him as our nigga.
My nigga.
Because I'm acting bad. She's acting bad.
Yo, that about
she
does
said,
it for
I
us.
Can't say my nigga name. I love you, daddy.
Yeah, but one thing we do know is he's a good nigga.
He's a good nigga.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And he fresh. And he smell good.
Yeah, shout he smell good. He always smell good.
He smell good. Got some, what's it called?
Don't tell him too much about my nigga. You know what I mean? They might be checking for my nigga. I don't know.
He our nigga. So y'all not checking for our nigga. Fuck out of here. Thank you very much, Marilyn Rivers.
Thank y'all for having me, y'all. I had a ball.
Not a problem, y'all. We out of here. Make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast and get everything from the show, violetoradio.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast, Violet of Radio Uncut with a K.
With a K.
Everywhere you get your podcast from. Shout out to our homeboy, brother, partner in crime, DJ Fusion.
Yes, indeed.
And shout out to the whole Violet of DJ crew, man. We out of here, man. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Make sure y'all watch some porn.
Oh, my God.
Gang bangs and cream pies. We fucking lit.
We out, y'all.